In the haunting shadows of Isle Rosa Maria Castle, a marriage begins with the cruelest of vows. I vow to spend the rest of my life making you regret what you did to Gracelyn, to hurt you, to break you, and to hate you for the rest of our days. These are the words Killian Spencer whispers to Juliana Romano at their altar, replacing traditional promises with a pledge of vengeance. Juliana, confined to a wheelchair and shrouded in a black veil, accepts this fate as penance for the accident that killed her sister, Killian's intended bride. What begins as a union forged in hatred evolves into something neither could have imagined, a love story that defies the castle's legacy of tragic romances. Their journey reveals how quickly hatred can consume us and how powerfully love can transform even the most broken souls when we dare to choose redemption over revenge. 2 years after Gracelyn's death, Juliana marries her sister's intended husband. Killian's eyes reflect only loathing during their ceremony, and when prompted to kiss his bride, he simply walks away, a bitter start to their forced union. The castle staff, butler Stephen, cook Emily, and Emily's granddaughter Mirai, become Juliana's only companions. She finds refuge in a Victorian gazebo by the lake, losing herself in classics. Through Mirai, she learns of Marchioness Arabella, who loved a husband mourning another woman, an unsettling parallel to her situation. Despite childhood trauma with horses, Juliana bonds with a white mare gifted by her father-in-law, naming it Ragna, and finding rare joy in its unconditional acceptance. Meanwhile, Killian's rage festers. His dying father demands he return to Isle Rosa Maria to fulfill their contract with Bishop Romano by producing an heir. As Killian prepares to return, he embraces his darkness. Beneath his polished exterior as a lawyer and politician lurks a monster. When Killian returns to the castle, Juliana confronts him despite his taunts about her scars and beastie nickname. She stands firm, declaring, "I hate myself more than you can ever hate me," and proposes 30 nights of dinner conversation before discussing their marriage's consummation. Their first dinner is tense, with Killian using the cruel nickname strangers whispered after her accident. She explains these dinners will help them appear happily married at their upcoming masquerade reception. During a garden walk, Killian forces a rose into Juliana's hand until she bleeds, then sucks the blood while delivering a cruel metaphor. She responds wisely, "They coexist, together. What's a rose without thorns? A wilted rose." Her insight creates the first crack in his hatred. When she innocently asks what he loved about her sister, Killian grabs her throat angrily. She flees into the garden labyrinth, and when he finds her, sobbing, he silences her with a kiss through her veil, 3 seconds that leave them both stunned by their unexpected connection. At dinner with William Spencer, Killian's hand slides onto Juliana's thigh beneath the table. Despite her resistance, her body responds. Just as she nears climax, Killian cruelly reveals his fingers had just been inside another woman. Devastated, she flees. When he follows, Juliana stands firm, warning she'll never give birth to his child if forced. "I will save my baby from having a monster as a father." Through her veil, she declares, "You can't break what's already broken." At the masquerade ball, their first public appearance, Juliana wears a wine-red gown and a lace mask covering half her face. Her haunting cello performance visibly affects Killian. Later, he confronts her, accusing her of taunting him by playing, something Gracelyn had promised for their wedding day. Their argument escalates until he holds a sword to her throat, confessing she makes him see her as more than Grace's killer. In her room, Juliana meets Simon, a ghost from her past. Killian overhears the shocking truth. Grace was pregnant with Simon's child, shattering his perception of their love story. After consummating their marriage, Killian notices blood on the sheets, proof of Juliana's virginity that contradicts his assumptions about her past. During their heated argument, Killian tears away her veil, revealing her completely unmarred right side. Recognition hits him instantly as he collapses, whispering, "Gracelyn." The devastating truth unfolds. Following a riding accident that left her with scars, epilepsy, and memory issues, Juliana had been hidden at her father's estate while her sister lived abroad. When Killian entered their lives, Juliana seized her chance at happiness through deception. Through tears, she admits, "I didn't fall in love with you. I plummeted into chaos because your love was everything beautiful and pure, but mine was everything deceitful." Killian responds bitterly, "I mourned you for 3 years. You turned this marriage into a joke." His final words cut deep. "There's a fine line between love and hate. I love you as much as I fucking hate you." As Killian walks away, Juliana collapses into a seizure, her epilepsy triggered by emotional trauma. Killian rushes back, rage instantly vanishing as he cradles her head, counting seconds and whispering reassurances. For 5 days, his absence gnaws at Juliana. Feeling hollow, she rides Cerberus, Killian's black stallion, through the woods as storm clouds gather. When the horse returns alone, Killian finds her unconscious, pale, and cold. He maintains vigil for 4 days as she battles fever. When it breaks, she looks at him desperately. "Do you hate me?" Her thumb brushes his stubbled jaw. "Please don't hate me." "I wish our story was different," she whispers. "I wish you didn't hate me and that I didn't lie. I wish we could start over, just us." After recovery, Juliana transforms, abandoning her severe black attire for a white sequin gown and the ruby and diamond set from their courtship. Her voice carries newfound clarity. "Fight me, Killian, and I'll fight you back until there's nothing left to fight about except how to move forward together." After a nightmare, Juliana realizes her sister's death wasn't an accident. Their car was deliberately hit by a black Range Rover, lifting her burden of guilt. As their relationship deepens, Killian returns her original engagement ring. While contemplating pregnancy, Juliana is kidnapped. Killian tracks her to find Bishop Romano, her father, orchestrated everything. He reveals Juliana isn't his biological daughter, but the product of adultery. He'd been running illegal operations and planned to frame Simon for her murder. During the confrontation, Juliana takes a bullet meant for Killian. Their unborn baby survives, and they discover Gideon the stableman is Juliana's biological father. Juliana recovers while pregnant. They remarry in the castle's restored chapel with genuine love, Killian vowing eternal devotion. 6 months after Bishop's death, their son Cameron Theodore Spencer is born. Their journey proves damaged beginnings can transform through healing. True love isn't about erasing the past, it's building something new despite the scars. Their vow of hate has become a promise of enduring love.